So anyways, it's good to be saved tonight. How many's glad to be saved?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to take in that just a moment tonight, and we're going to try to mind the Lord. And as we said, we've been praying and trying to seek the Lord and what He'd have us to do. And the Lord's not let us get away from Galatians. Amen. So we're going to go back to Galatians 5, and we're going to carry on in this fruits of the Spirit. And last Wednesday we preached, taught, whatever you want to say, on love, on the fruits of love, of the Spirit of love. And I thank the Lord really blessed. Amen.
Yes, amen.
I'm thankful in that tonight that I know what love is because He first loved me.
Yes,
and that's the only way that we can truly experience that Spirit of love, and that is if we know the love of God. And so tonight we want to go a little step further in that with this. And this is out of my comfort zone, and not normally, I guess you could say, a sermon series preacher, but this is what the Lord's put in our hearts. So we're going to try to be faithful in that to Him. And Galatians chapter number 5 and verse number 22, and that is where we'll be. If you have your Bibles, if you want to stand for just a moment, stretch your legs, let's read the Word of God together. 22 and verse number 5 of Galatians, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh, and that with the affections and lust. And if we live in the Spirit," I'm going to be reading this, if the Lord lets us carry on with this, I'm going to read it every time, amen. "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in that in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." Let us pray. Father, we thank You, God, for another opportunity to be here and that in Thine house. Father, we thank You, God, and that for the Spirit, God, that we've already felt. God, in that flowing, Father, through this place this evening. God, flowing from breast to breast. And God, I thank You, Father, God, in that for allowing us to be able to feel that sweet, gentle Spirit one more time this side of eternity. Father, I thank You for songs that's been sung of home, songs of comfort, and that in times of trial. And Father, we thank You, Lord, this evening, God, Lord, that You're a faithful God. And Lord, that You've always been faithful, and You always will be faithful. God, I ask You, You bless us tonight. God, as we take and break apart this Word of God, and Father, the Scriptures that You've laid upon our hearts this week, and God, I pray, Lord, that You'd bless it. Father, Lord, that You'd let it set up an abode, Father, within our hearts and within our lives. Father, Lord, that it wouldn't just be something that we listen to, but it's something that we hear, and Lord, that we apply to our hearts and into our lives. Father, that it would change us. Lord, I pray, Lord, that it would continue to transform us. Lord, as we are the clay and You are the potter, Lord, continue to mold us, Father, into what You'd have us to be as the body of Christ and as the church of the living God. Father, we love You tonight. We praise You. We give You all glory and honor. Lord, I pray that You put an encampment of angels around us here at Your house tonight. And Father, Lord, that You'd help us, Lord, to praise You, Father, Lord, and that for what You've done, but God, for what You're going to do here in the future. Father, we love You. We praise You and give You all glory. In Jesus' name, and all God's children said,
amen
and amen. You may be seated and that here this evening. Galatians 5 and that moving on through the fruit of the Spirit. And that last week, as we've said, we talked about that great love. And this week I've been pondering on this, and I've been excited, amen, and that about the word joy. I'm glad this evening, friend, that word joy is that not just something that you can say is much like the word love. And but that word joy, friend, is something that must be felt, and that within your very soul. And that, friend, I'm glad that I want to say this, that joy, and that comes, and that so much the same as love does, and that but joy, true joy, and that comes from the Lord. Joy in that you can have resonating in your soul. Friend, this evening's only place there and that by one thing, and that is God. True joy. I believe tonight, friends, there's a lot of people that's walking through this walk of life who think they genuinely have joy. But, friend, I want us to see this tonight, that as being one of the fruits of the Spirit, and that one of those things, and that's given unto a child of God. Friend, when you're born again, a true joy, I want to say that there's nothing like having joy, and that in the Lord tonight, truly being able to wake up of the morning, amen, and your feet hit the floor, and be glad and know that God is still God, that He's still on His throne, and that He loves you with a love that's everlasting. A joy, amen, that can echo, and that from our very hearts, and that, friend, the joy that He'd give us, and that with the blessings of this life, friend, I want to say that the only way that we can truly enjoy life and have that life, as He says, and have it more abundantly, is to experience the joy that only Jesus Christ can give unto me and you. Fruits of the Spirit. Friend, I say as a child of God, I believe you'll be known by your fruit, by the joy that you have. Friends, you'll be able to see it, amen, and that when you come in contact, and that with one another. The Bible says that the Spirit bears witness one to another. And I believe one characteristic, not only just that word love, but friend, when somebody comes in contact, and that with a genuine child of God, friend, they can feel the joy that's coming from their soul. Friend, I'll say this, joy, friend, will do things, and that to a person. What is those things that it might do? Friend, I'll say that it'll help you love even that much more. Friend, that word joy is defined as a feeling of great joy or pleasure. And then I'll begin to scroll on down a little further to see and try to just tap in to what this word joy means being defined. And that word joy, they had it underlined and had to rejoice. Friend, tonight I want to say this, that the only way to experience joy and be able to rejoice is to be a child of God. Friend, I believe these people woke up this morning, will wake up in the morning and they'll say, oh, I'm happy. Oh, I've got joy in my life. But friend, I want to say this, that joy is not brought by possessions, and that it's not brought by possessions of this world. Now you bear with me tonight, and that it's not brought, and that by fine cars, or big homes, or money in the bank, amen. But I want to say that true, genuine, and that joy that can be given by God, friend, that joy, the only way that you can feel it is if you have the Spirit of God and that living in your life. Friend, I'll say the Spirit, and that I've been more happier. I'll just get happier and happier every day, amen, knowing that I am born again and saved by the grace of God. The joy that's in my heart tonight, church, and that this old boy tonight is not going to go to a place called hell, and that I have genuine joy in my heart, knowing that the one that I called on by the name of Jesus, Dave, and that is the one who's filled me with happiness, that when I wake up in the morning, I can put a smile on my face. When I go to bed at night, amen, I can lay down, and that with peace in my heart, and friend, and that I can go to sleep like a baby, having joy, and knowing that my Savior is real, and that He lives within my heart today. That fruit of that Spirit, joy, I believe it'll do this for you tonight. Friend, it'll not only make you happy, but it'll make everybody else around you happy, amen. And that it's contagious, amen, it really is. But I want to say this, friend, and that for joy joy. Speaking of joy, and that I want to give you some scripture. And that we gave a lot of scripture last week. And that on love. I want to see this tonight that I find 155 times I find the word joy in that in my Bible. Friend, 155 times and that joy is mentioned. And that if I've studied that correctly, that word joy, friend, and that it has a meaning, and it has something, and that to do with the heart, and that of a child of God. Let me show you some scriptures here tonight, just concerning that word joy, and that I find in that in the Word of God in Psalms, chapter number 51, and that I like what the Word of God says, and that here in the 51st chapter, and that in verse number, let me just start in verse number 1, and that it says, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, O God, and according to Thy loving kindness, and according unto the multitude of Thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions." He said to wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge that my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. And against Thee, Thee only have I sinned and done this evil in Thy sight, and that Thou mightest be justified when Thou speakest to be clear, when Thou judgest. Behold, He said, "I was sharpened in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, Thou desirest truth, and that in the inward parts, and that in the hidden part Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me," this is the writer, and that dear friend of the chief musician, and that of David crying out, and that before God. Look what he says, "To purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which Thou hast broken may rejoice." And that he was crying out on behalf of his sin. And friend, in the midst of that, and that he's also asking for joy, and that he may rejoice, and that in a time, and that of sin in his heart, and that knowing that there's one that's able to wash him clean, and that in cleanse him, and that of all of his iniquity, wash him whiter than snow. Boy, I like what Isaiah, chapter number 1 and verse 18, and that it says, "Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they can be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they could be as wool." Friend, tonight I'm glad that we can joy even in the midst of our sin. Friend, we can joy, and that as a child of God, and that we do still sin, by the way, amen. But friend, we can joy that there is forgiveness for the child of God. Friend, that we can joy in the one and that who washes us and cleanses us. Paul said, "I had to die daily," and that to my sins. But friend, you know what Paul also could do? And that friend, and that is, he could be in the middle of a jail cell, and that with his best friend Silas, and begin to see the bad, and see the bad situation that was before him. Yet he could joy, and that in the one whom his hope was anchored in. Can you joy tonight, church, that even in your persecution, and that even in the midst of sin, friend, we can look up to the heavens, and we can joy, and that over the God whom has redeemed us, and the God who has set us free, and the God who has broke the bonds and the shackles of sin. Can you joy tonight in knowing that God, and that is merciful and just? He said that He was, hey, listen, faithful, and that too, He's faithful and just to cleanse us of our sin, and that, hey, and that rid the iniquity and the unrighteousness, and that in our life. Friend, I can joy tonight in knowing that I serve a God like that, and at a big name God, church, I can joy, I can rejoice. rejoice in knowing who my God is. And I believe the chief musician knew and had joy in his heart and out of who God was. Look what he said. He said that thou hast broken my, may rejoice the bones that had broken, that he may still rejoice. Look, let's go down to verse number 12, or verse number 11. And that, look what he said. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And that he was saying, Lord, I know what's on the inside of me. And what's on the inside of me is the only reason, friend, that I can wake up and still be happy. And friend, this morning, or this evening, look at this. In verse number 12, he said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors of thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from the blood guiltness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. And that, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth of thy praise. Friend, tonight I'm going to say this, that I'm glad in a God that when it seems like and that all of hell itself has unleashed war on your life, and sin and temptation has been brought before you, bear with me tonight, friend, and that I'm glad that in those moments, friend, when it seems like in the darkest hour and out of the night, and the devil's waging warfare, and friend, the devil himself is as a roaring lion, seeking of whom he may devour. Friend, I'm glad that if we draw nigh unto God, he'll draw nigh unto us. He said to cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. And friend, tonight I can find that in the middle of turmoil, and friend, wondering where God is, or if I fell back away from God, friend, I'm glad I serve a God. Somebody help me preach that he's able to restore what sometimes seems to be broken, and what sometimes seems to have failed within my heart. Doug, I'm glad for the joy unspeakable and full of glory that God will restore unto my soul. Amen. That we can joy one more time, and that in the goodness of God. Friend, I'm glad, friend, that in moments when I felt like that I was at the bottom of my barrel, friend, and I thought, boy, and that I'm broken. And that, have you ever been in a church service, friend, when you felt like you was the only person, and that had fell back or had sin in your life, and you look around and you say, everybody's rejoicing, and I can't rejoice. Friend, I'll tell you, and that what can make you rejoice tonight, and that is the joy of knowing that there's a God that restores and rebuilds. A friend that'll bring a restoration, and that unto a broken and a contrite spirit. Friend, I'm glad tonight that no matter how broken you are, you can never be too broken, and that for my God. And friend, I can joy tonight in knowing that God joys in me, that he joys in his creation, that he joys and that, friend, in my joy when he sees me happy and he sees me living and at my life for his purpose and giving him all glory and honor. God looks down and rejoices and joys over me. And friend, tonight, just the fact of knowing God joys over me makes me want to shout tonight. Amen. Makes me want to be in that own shouting ground. Amen. Knowing that God would joy over something like me, as sometimes as vile and as wretched as I may be. Friend, I'm glad that I serve a God. I said He ain't a dead God, by the way. But He's alive and well. And friend, tonight I believe that when I smile and I joy in Him, He said, look what He said. Let me back up what He said right here. Friend, He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. This morning, this evening, can I say that it is His salvation that He's brought unto all men, that whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And friend, I'll say that it wasn't ours, and it's still, hey, friend, it's not, and it's ours in a physical sense, I guess, but friend, it belongs to Him, but He's freely given it to us. And friend, tonight I'm glad that I can joy, and it can be restored when it's broken. As the chief was there, he was saying, he was crying out unto God. He said, Lord, let me joy again. Let me rejoice in that in thy salvation. He said, uphold me with that spirit. Amen. Boy, I'm glad tonight, friend, that hey, when it seems like that we're down in the dumps, friend, has anybody ever woke up on a Monday morning, looked around and said, boy, I'm telling you what, just grit your teeth together. You ever been there? And you say, I don't want to do this Monday. And then I see those posts all the time on social media. And that this is what Monday looks like. And it's usually somebody and that wiping out on something. Amen. Falling down, walking into a glass door, whatever it is. But friend, I'm glad that when I wake up on Monday morning and that I should be able to be just as happy and just as joyful, Brother Doug, as I am on Sunday morning. Knowing that God has given me another glorious day, that He has allowed His Spirit and that one more day to set up and live with inside my soul. Friend, I'm thankful in that tonight and that I can joy and that in the Lord. Amen. Tonight, and that I'm glad I can joy in Him on Sunday morning, Sunday night. I'm glad I can joy on Him Monday morning and that I can have joy in Him on Tuesday. Thank God on Wednesday. When I wake up, I can have joy in Him. On Thursday, I can have joy in Him. A friend, on Friday, and if somebody holler, praise God for Fridays. And hey, friend, I'm telling you, you can have joy in Him. And that every day of the week, and that 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hey, glory be unto God, Brother Dave. We can joy in our Savior every moment of every day. Amen. And that if you've been saved,
right.
How many in here tonight saved by His marvelous grace?
Amen.
And that tonight you and that have the privilege of experiencing true joy.
Amen.
And that in your life. These people walking through this world today, friend, who thinks they have joy, thinks they understand what joy is, but you must see that the things of this world is not joy. And that unto us. Amen. And that God did not create us to have joy in things of this world. But friend, He has created in us that clean heart by His Spirit. That friend, we can joy not on things of the earth, but on things above. Friend, I can wake up on Monday morning like I was saying, and I can joy in the Lord, Doug, knowing that if the next Monday doesn't come, thank God I know. And that friend, to be absent from my body is to be present with the Lord. And I can joy in that every day. Hey, when I get down and out, I tell you what does me the best in my life is to know, honey, that I'm not going down, but I'm going up. And to know that I've got a home awaiting on me on the other side. I've got a Savior with His arms stretched out. And He's awaiting for the moment when God the Father would look over and say, Son, go get my children and friend in that moment. I want to say, you say, I know what joy is tonight, preacher. I'll tell you what, for the child of God, we can have joy and rejoice in this moment. But friend, the greater good of it, of knowing this, is one day, sister, live, and that the true joy of our soul, and that which is very in the most inner parts of us, is in the moment when we hear the sound of the trumpet resonate through the air, and it shakes the ground. Am I preaching yet? Amen. I feel good tonight in knowing that one day my Jesus is coming back to get me on the clouds of glory. Amen. And boy, you think you've seen joy now, honey. You just wait till you see Him in the clouds. You wait till you see Him riding out of glory, amen. And that on that pearly white cloud. Friend, boy, you talking about joy. Friend, I'm telling you, you better fly fast. Because I'm going to fly faster, amen. The joy that's in my heart. And that tonight, friend, and that it'll see me all the way through. And that, friend, whether my heart's broke, whether my life is broken, and that whether my physical being is tore down, friend, I can still, and that as Paul said in that prison cell, and maybe he just went to saying, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I don't know what he sung, but friend, I know this, but in that moment, Paul knew this. He said, whether, hey, and that the Lord would get me out of this or not, I'm still going to rejoice and still have joy. And that because my Redeemer liveth. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, old Job, boy, I'm telling you, he had some trouble, didn't he?
Yeah.
But you know what? In the midst of all of it, in chapter number 19, Job stood up and he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Yes, he had a hard time in that in this earth. But, no matter how afflicted he was, friend, boy, I'm telling you, he still had joy living in his soul. I've got to move along tonight. Boy, I'm telling you, it's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Amen. It's good to feel His Spirit in that within us and that tonight. Let me give you just a few more scripture in that here this evening, and we'll try to hurry along. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you, and that there's a lot of good liberty to preach here tonight. Amen. And that look what it says in Psalms in that chapter number 13, or chapter number 16 in verse number 10. Let me back up a few verses anyways. In verse number 8 it says, I have said, the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad. Boy, He's glad, amen. And my glory rejoiceth. And in my flesh also shall rest in hope. For Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt Thou suffer Thine Holy One to see corruption. In verse number 11, He said this. And He said, Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in Thy presence is the fullness of joy. And at the right hand, and that there are pleasures forevermore. Friend, tonight I'm going to say, and that friend, that there is a life that's everlasting. And in that life that's everlasting through the Lord Jesus Christ, there is joy unspeakable. Friend, there's joy unlike the likes and that of this world has ever known. And friend, tonight I'm glad that I have become a partaker in that of that great joy. And that in verse number 43 of Psalms 105, and that the Bible says, and He brought forth His people. And that, let me just give you a little backstory of this. But friend, it's talking about how God had led the people from Egypt. And friend, he gets down to verse number 43. And he said, and he had brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness. And look what it says, and gave them the lands of the heathen. And they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep the laws. Look what it ends in verse 45 with. Praise ye the Lord. Friend, I want to say he's worthy to be high and lifted up. Let me give you a few more scriptures here tonight. Bear with us, amen. And then I'm trying to hurry. And then in chapter number 12, and out of Isaiah in verse number 1, the Bible said, and in that day, and that thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. Honey, I'll tell you, to know true joy is to trust completely and solely on the very one that holds you in the palm of his hand. The Bible said nothing can pluck you from the Father's hand. If you are his and the Spirit has been applied. Friend, look what it says. Behold, God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. In verse number 3, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of wells and out of salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name and declare his doings among the people and make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things and is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, praise God, and that thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel, and that in the midst of thee. Amen and amen. I'm glad, dear friend, that even in a day of chaos, we can still have joy. Friend, I'm glad that joy, friend, will do things for you, and that friend that you would never imagine that you would ever be doing. But friend, look what the Bible says here. We just want to go on a little further, and we'll try to close this thing out. And that 1 Peter chapter number 4, and that in verse number 12, and that the Bible said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, and that which is to try you, and that as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy, and that if you be reproached in it for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you, and that on their part, and that he is evil spoken of, but on your part, and that he is glorified. But let none of your suffer, and that as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other man's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God, and that on this behalf. For the time has come, and that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it be it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit to keeping their souls to him, and that in well doing doing and it unto a faithful Creator. And friend, tonight I just want to say this, and that joy in Him. A joy in Him in the bad times, and joy in Him in the good times, in suffering or in happiness. A friend, joy in the Lord. And that, why can we do it today, friends? Because, listen, and that Christ hung and died, and that upon the cross of Calvary, He shed every drop of blood, and that upon that cross, and that the trickle down on that level ground, friend, He shed every bit of it. And that, why? Because, and that He wanted you to be happy. He wanted you to experience joy like nobody has ever experienced. And the only way that that was made possible was through the perfect sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, He took on sorrow. He took on shame. Don't die on me just yet. And that, friend, but He took on and that those things. And that, friend, He became that root out of dry ground that had no comeliness to be desired upon. Friend, He took those whippings across His back. He took the thorn on His head. He took and had every single stripe and mockery and suffering. Friend, that, hey, listen, in His moment, Brother Doug, of sorrow and of sadness and shame. Friend, that one day, praise God, and that it was going to be on the third day, that when He had arrived victorious and that from the grave, friend, that He had already bridged the gap over hell, that whosoever will, let him come. Friend, and let me tell you this, experience the joy that only the Savior of the universe, the Creator of glory, of the splendid majesty of God Himself could supply. And that the only thing He ever wanted for me and you was to experience the joy of living for Him. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to say this tonight in closing. Woo, boy, I'm thankful tonight for liberty to preach. Amen. I want to say this tonight, friend, in closing. Betty, you can go ahead and get ready to get us a verse of invitation. I feel like tonight the altars should have already been full. Amen. And that I want to say this, the power of the joy of God, and that He has supplied each and every one of us that's sitting here saved tonight, and that joy that He supplied to you, friend, I want to give you some good news from a far country, and that it cannot be taken from you. And that the Bible says, hey, there's weeping going to come. There's trials going to come. There's temptations going to happen. Friend, the valleys are very inevitable. And friend, we can know that. And that, but I want you to see this, that in the midst of all that, and that in the midst of all that, and that Christ has supplied you with joy of His Spirit, and that within the very bones that is in your body tonight, and the soul that is in your being, and that He has supplied an endless amount of joy. And that when depression comes, honey, He will supply joy. And that, hey, when temptation comes, He will supply joy. And that in turning from that temptation and knowing that you are kept in the arms of an Almighty God, a friend, and that in the moments, and that when you just don't know what to do, and that you're financially unstable, and that there's things going on in your family, and that there's just turmoil and bitterness and anger and all these things, friend, I'm glad tonight that as a child of God, and that somebody help me, we can look to the right hand of the Father, and we can see our joy. And that Stephen was standing there, and that in closing, go ahead and get ready, Stephen was standing there, and that in the book of Acts, and they were stoning him, and as he was being stoned, Stephen shut his eyes, and that in joy, and that in peace, amen, and knowing that that Spirit that had been given him, friend, listen, he was the first ordained deacon of the church, and honey, he was standing there, and when he shut his eyes, he looked up to the heavens, and at the right hand side, he said, see Jesus. He said, I see Jesus. And no matter what the world throws, no matter what Satan does, I can joy in my God tonight. Amen. Amen, Brother Sam. So God wants to ask you this. If you're one of His, are you truly living in His joy? The fullness. You'll see a whole lot of us, we've done been supplied it, but we do not want to harness it.
That's right.
We have been supplied it. It's laying on our table. I'm going to tell you, you can set down a piece of meat in front of my child, and she'll stare at it all day long, but she will not eat it. She says, when we go to the drive-thru, Brother Doug, I want chicken. Chicken. But she will not touch it when you get it for her. I want to say tonight, honey, God has done spread your table and that friend, and it's yours. It's yours for the taking. For you to joy, that's your choice tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Christ has done supplied it. So I want to ask you this. God wants to ask you this as we stand our feet very quietly, very reverently. There's power in the house of God this Wednesday night. And I thank God for it. Amen. I want to ask you tonight, how's your joy? How is the spirit of joy that was given you on the day you got saved? Maybe you stand here tonight and say, preacher, I can tell you the date. I can tell you the time. I can tell you the place where I was when I got saved. But I want to ask you this. Are you living in the fullness of Christ tonight? And that love that we preached about last Wednesday night, are you living in that? And that invitation's done been given. That question's done been asked. But tonight, God wants to ask you this, child of God. How is your joy? Are you truly happy and satisfied? The Apostle Paul said, he said he'd come to know this, that whatever state he was in, to be content. And then I'll tell you why Paul said that. It was because he knew the Maker, and he knew the one, the keeper of his soul. A friend, he knew that he could be satisfied, and that in Christ Jesus. Tonight, friend, I want to ask you, how's your joy? Are you truly happy in the Lord tonight? Or do you need to get like the chief musician of David, and come before the Lord and say, Lord, restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation and renew that right spirit within me. Oh, friend, there ain't no shame tonight and that in falling back. But the shame is this and that is staying that way. Oh, friend, the Lord wants you to be happy today in the midst of COVID. God wants you to be happy. He wants you to be joyful. And that, friend, in the midst of division in this country, God's called for His children to be joyful and rejoice. Because, honey, listen, one of these days, division, separation, and that of this world's going to be taken away.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Right, brother. Amen.
And so tonight, how's your joy? How's your joy? Can you rejoice from the depths of your heart tonight and say with all of your being, I am a child of God.
Amen.
And I'm happy in that. I'm happy in that. Judy, I wake up sometimes, and you know the ways of life. I wake up sometimes and this body is dragging and it's tired, but you know what? That spirit's stirred up. Sometimes my spirit's going before my body ever catches up with it, amen. And sometimes on the way to work, when it's just me and God, and it's dark, when it's dark when I leave for work, and it's dark when I come home right now. And so, you know what? Even in that, and then I can be going in at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, headed to Yamaha Jet Boat Manufacturing, and my body may be sluggish, but honey, I'm telling you, they're some of the best meetings. And that just knowing the joy that God has supplied me. That I can stand up here behind this pulpit tonight, and I can raise my hand with all assurance in my heart, and I can tell you that I am joyful. And that in my Lord. Tell you that I love Him with all of my heart because He first loved me. And that this evening I can joy in that.
Can you rejoice tonight? Can you joy in the Lord? That's what the Lord's asking you. As they sang a verse of invitation tonight, honey, I want to ask you, who'd be the first to come? Get on this altar tonight. Maybe you just want to thank Him. Go ahead and sing. Don't mind about me. Maybe you just want to get up here this evening and you want to say, hey, Lord, I thank You for the joy You put in my heart. Maybe you want to get up here this evening, you want to get on this altar and you want to say, Lord, I need a little restoration of my joy. I need You to rekindle a little bit of fire, amen, and that in my life. I wonder who'd be the first to come. Cry out to God tonight. I wonder tonight who'd be the first one to come and say, Lord, and here I am. Would You come?